save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the NFL wants to do something about kickoffs. And the idea that they have come up with, well, if you thought that Tiny Baby Shanahan needed the overtime rules explained to him, I don't know how we're going to explain these to him. It may take a while.
How's Tony going to be able to explain them?
Great question. Not sure how that's going to happen either. But according to Tom Pelissero of NFL.com, NFL Network, under the new health and safety related rules, just 22% of kickoffs were returned and none in the Super Bowl. So the NFL tasked the special teams coordinators to create a rule that both increases return rates and delivers an acceptable injury rate. This is their proposal.
Real quick, before we get into this. So originally, they changed all these rules because they didn't want there to be as many injuries, because essentially, you know, the running down the field by the kickoff team,
it gives you
a head start.
Yep, you got one side running as fast as they can one way, the other side running the other as fast as they can the other way, and a higher percentage of concussion-based injuries happened in these moments than in other plays.
So a few things happen. One, you can't get as large of a head start. Two, they moved the touchback from the 20 to the 25.
Correct.
Thus, it just was more beneficial. And guys are booming it through the end zone. And so they created this problem. Mm-hmm. For the record, I don't really think it's a problem. It's just the current state of the NFL. But they created this, and now they want to change it.
Yes, they want something done to encourage kickoffs. So here is what the coalition of special teams coordinators approved.
Mm-hmm.
The kickoffs would happen from the opponent 40-yard line.
The kickoff?
The kickoff proposal would involve teams kicking off from the opponent's 40-yard line.
And so you would say, how the hell doesn't that just go through the end zones every single time?
Oh, but wait, there's more. No players except the kicker and returner can move until the ball is touched. So the kicker obviously can move because he has to move to kick the ball. The returner can move to get into position to catch said kickoff. But no one else.
So it's just
is
a
allowed
kicker
to move.
It's a kicker and a player.
It's a kicker and a returner.
So it's one-on-one.
Well, until the ball is touched.
Yes.
Once the ball is caught, then the two lines, if you want to call it that, can move. If the ball does not cross the 20-yard line in the air, it is treated as if it were an out-of-bounds kick and the receiving team gets possession at their own 40-yard line. So you can't squib.
You have to kick it into the air.
The ball must be kicked into the air. And again, this is from the opponent's 40-yard line. You're actually kicking it from, I guess, would be perceived as plus territory.
Yeah.
It'd be like a 50-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
At the same distance.
So if the ball is kicked into the end zone, the receiving team gets it at the 35. If the ball is kicked into the target zone is what we're calling it.
Yeah. So here's how it works. So I told you
it sucks.
It's going to take forever to explain this to Kyle Shanahan. The ball's got to cross the 20-yard line. It has to be in midair.
Mm-hmm.
If the ball goes into the end zone on the fly, the touchback will bring the ball out to the 35, not the 25.
So obviously, breaking this down, you don't want to do that. Because then
So really what this is going to be incumbent on is you're going to have to re-coach some kickoff specialists to be able to master the pooch kick.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, first of all, you got to get the ball in the air past 20 yards down the field, But you don't want it to go so far that if it goes into the end zone, it turns into a touchback at 35.
So if it goes too short, it's a 35-yard line. If it goes too far, it's also at the 35-yard line.
No, if it doesn't cross 20-yard line in the air, it comes out to the 40.
40-yard line, excuse me.
I told you. We needed a whole hour to explain
it. But if the ball's kicked into the target zone and rolls into the end zone, then the receiving team gets it at the 20.
Yes.
We really needed to make a PowerPoint for this, or maybe some graphics, just to help other people so we can just throw it up on the screen before the season.
So the idea, again, is to encourage returns without having two sides, you know, streaming at each other at the speed of light. I mean, essentially what you're kind of doing is you're pooch punting.
Real quick, Jeremy asked, wait, they can't move until it's kicked or caught?
Until the ball is, it says, until the ball is touched, so theoretically caught, or if it, like, you know, the guy muffs it. Mm-hmm. Once the ball is touched by the opposing team, then the two sides
move. And real quick,
move.
Where the hell is the rest of the team at? So the kickoff team is also at the 40-yard line?
They are lined up.
Or are they at the 35-yard line?
I believe they are lined up 5 yards apart. So the kicking team is lined up at the 40. The receiving team is lined up at the 35.
Except for the return man.
Didn't
right?
Except for the return man, who, of course, is back to catch the pooch kick.
Didn't the XFL figure out a way to do this that was both safer and made more sense?
They did. Because what they did was the kickoff team was way down there.
Yeah, the kickoff still happened at the 30.
And it still was normal where if it went into the end zone, it was a normal touchback. But, yeah, the kickoff team lined up at, like, the 10 or 15-yard mm-hmm. line or something like that. But they could only move once the ball was caught. So then they had no head start.
Right.
Now, I mean, this is
a bastardization of that rule, but it's making it more complicated because now you're asking kickers to pooch the ball.
Correct.
Unless you just want to give the other team the ball at the 35-yard line by booming it through the end zone, which you don't want to do.
Yeah, but, that's a lot of field position.
That's a lot of field position.
Now, I know that we're running out of time because we have Jack coming up. Chad wants to know, and other people are asking, what about onside kicks?
Well,
we know the answer to that. They would
according to Palacero,
yes,
onside kicks could only happen when a team declares it, and it can only happen if they're trailing in the fourth quarter. So you can get rid of all the surprise onsides, a.k.a. the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and so what he wrote on Twitter is that apparently they are then bringing back the unbalanced formation. So it could be six on one side and four on the other, a 6x4.
You could.
Which is why the reason that onside kicks have not really succeeded lately is that. It's the unbalanced formation. I hate it. I hate all of this.
It's horrible.
Look, I know that we fear change as society. Change is scary. Change is weird. Ah. This crap sucks. Go with the XFL rule.
Well, okay.
That one is fine.
And now, I'll
no, don't defend this garbage.
No, I'm not going to defend it, but
the magic kickoff fairy, John,
I think you need
to do two things. I think you need to go, if this is what you want, if you want to encourage more kickoff returns but make it safer, yes, you need to go to the XFL rule, but then you also need to move the kickoff back another 5 yards because right now, kickoff specialists are just booming everything. From the 30-yard line. I mean, they're sailing it through the end zone, a lot of them. So I think you also have to move the kickoff back to 5 yards to the 25.
For onsides?
No, for the regular kickoff.
But then that wouldn't be safe, and they don't want that.
You're still doing the UFL rule, or the USFL rule, or whatever. So you're moving the blockers
mm-hmm.
and the we'll call them the blockers and the defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Down the field, 5 yards apart. The kickoff guy is the only guy standing back at his own 25-yard line.
Yeah.
Because if you want to encourage more returns, you're going to need to move the kickoffs back as well.
Yeah, I don't like this stuff. It's weird.
This rule is like...
A good rule doesn't need multiple minutes to explain.
Bingo.
Jordan asks, where is this kickoff from the 40-yard line coming from? I've not seen it anywhere. I just posted a link inside of our YouTube chat for Jordan if he wants to check it out, but... Yeah, I was reading the Yahoo story. This isn't like John and I aren't making this up.
This is a proposal. It's not done yet, but this is what was proposed because the NFL wanted to ask special teams coordinators, all right, what kind of a rule can we create that will encourage kickoff returns and do it more safely? And this is what they came up with.
Adam says, boo to having to clear an onside kick, - Scott Frost.
That does feel weird.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, in the USFL, I assume you had to do the same. Or do they do the goofy 4th and 15 play?
They might do the 4th
I think they do the goofy 4th and 15 play in the USFL.
Matt says, do you remember the original XFL? Had a player from one team and one player from the other team sprint for a ball at the 50? They did. That was their coin toss.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Nick, it caused concussions.
Yeah, and you remember who won the first one, right?
He hate me.
No.
Oh, no. It was Mike Minner?
Jamel Williams.
Jamel Williams.
Former Nebraska cornerbacker won the first
you
ever.
You remember, Nick.
To prevent concussions, they should have had two balls, and then each player went for a ball, and whoever got to their ball first got it.
What? See, look at Nick thinking about safety. Safety done. First.
It's too bad you weren't there to advise Vince McMahon when he invented the XFL.
There's a lot of things I'd like to advise him on.
You well.
Tony says, who are these coordinators that came up with this rule, and how do we get them out of football? How do we get rid of those people?
Considering how bad the Rams special teams was, I wouldn't mind getting rid of our special teams.
If this is what they settled on, I'm scared to see what the drafts were.
Indeed.
Coming up next, he's a little late today.
But he's still our friend.
But he was just using the extra 2 hours to sober up after a final celebration at the vault.
It's a celebration.
That's a celebration!
Jack Mitchell will join us next. It's the happy hour on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.